Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
It was weirdly beautiful this weekend, wasn't it? Radiant blue skies, unseasonably warm temperatures, and the sound of snowmelt trickling along the sidewalks. The dark days of December are in the past. New Year's resolutions have yet to be broken, and 2011 seems a promising new year, just full of possibility. But enter Craig Sandler of Statehouse News. Now, Sandler, with his bright eyes and shock of red hair, is usually our ray of sunshine illuminating the dark halls of Beacon Hill. But this week, as the 2011 state legislative session officially gets underway, Sandler sees nothing but dark clouds a-gathering in Massachusetts politics. So here to explain is Mr. Sandler himself. Hey there, Craig.
Hi, Magna. Great to see you.
We're going
to
rename you Debbie Downer of the State House News.
This one time.
So set this up for us. What climate is the state legislature facing when the 2007 legislative season officially starts this week? What's going on?
It is going to be a tough year, and you can see it coming. I guess a mile away is not the way to put it. You could see it coming 3 months away, and I'll tell you what, you could really see it coming about 2 weeks away when, on top of the $1 billion-plus budget crises, on top of the foreclosure crisis, on top of the bankruptcy crisis, on top of the healthcare crisis, the report came out about the scandal in the probation department, which plunges this whole, the building, the culture, the leaders, the decision-making, the policy-making into an atmosphere of paranoia, probably guilt, and general low-level constant anxiety and stress. Because there was, you know, this the Ware report on the probation department scandal, in which the probation department appears to have run some kind of basically phony personnel operation, allowing people to get their friends and relations jobs, is tied in to the building in ways that investigators are going to be looking into throughout 2011.
Well, so tied into that building at the highest levels, at the leadership level, perhaps. But we're going to get to that in a second. You mentioned something else, the big doom and gloom cloud being that billion-plus dollar gap in the budget.
Right.
So, I mean, how is the legislature going to deal with that?
Right. And, of course, that's what actually, you know, matters in the lives of listeners. We start $1 billion in the hole. Most of the one-time, quote-unquote, gimmicks, for example, the, you know, Obama recovery money, the rainy day fund, the kind of one-time strategies that are relied on in crisis situations are gone because we've had 2 or 3 years of crisis budgeting. So now the cuts are going to have to be really serious. And I mean, you know, the state parks completely empty throughout the summer, more of them.
I believe Governor Patrick has said even local aid may be on the table.
Oh, local aid is certainly going to be on the table.
But he has no plans to raise any taxes.
Well, not so far. Now, you know, the election is behind us, and I'm not going to say that he has political capital and he's not afraid to use it, as George Bush. You know, he would be very mistaken to take that tack. But it is the case that the election is behind us, and it's in off election years that you do get talk of revenue. Now, the usual strategy is you go, the leaders of the House and Senate, the governor, you go from city to town talking about the real impact, what's going to be necessary if you don't do revenues, and that lays the groundwork for a hike. I'm not predicting that. I'm just saying that I wouldn't be surprised because it's going to be so painful. You know, one of the elements of this year's decision making is he has done actually quite a good job of forestalling an increase in unemployment insurance rates for Massachusetts employers. You know, but if you think about that, you can't do that forever because then the UI fund goes broke. And yet you're slapping these struggling employers with higher costs to pay the expenses of people who are out of work. It's that kind of year. It's that kind of economy.
Well, Craig, I've got to ask you that, you know, last year we were pretty bogged down over in the debate over one potential source of revenue.
Must we? What, must we roll the dice? Must we spin the wheel?
Must we beat this mixed metaphor to death? But we that's what we do here. But casinos died a horrible death in on Beacon Hill last year. But does that mean that, you know, could it be resurrected again this year?
Absolutely, 100% certainty that it will be. I don't, you know, it might not happen. By the way, you know, this year it's a 2-year session, and of course it came up in the second year of the last session. It might not be in 2011, but the fact is, people want legalized gambling, and Patrick has gone both ways, has had, you know, two permutations of what's acceptable to him on this legislation, and there's no reason he can't adopt another one.
You think so, really? Because he said he's not going to run again. So, yep. I mean, if he has no re-election to have to worry about, why not stand your ground?
Well, because I think that now, this is not for me to say, and I don't profess to understand, and if people understand, and if people say they do, I just don't think they're being candid. I'm not really sure why he was so adamant on slots. That is to say, I don't know whether it was an ethical stand or a political stand in the sense of preserving a base, particularly a leftward base. So I think that we're going to be able to divine his philosophical approach to the issue by what he's willing to tolerate. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's changed this year.
Well, I just got a minute to go with you here, Craig, but let me ask you, you'd mentioned the probation department scandal and how that does reach into Beacon Hill, potentially at the highest level. So how do you see that investigation having an impact on the work that legislators are doing?
I think that they will do less this year. First of all, the budget is going to be so overwhelming that it's going to be their primary focus. But I do think that it's a drain on attention, time, energy, and even enthusiasm for the job. You have to be there day after day to really see the way that plays out. But there's just less there's less activity. There's fewer press conferences. Frankly, if there's a lot of creative thinking this year, I think it's going to come out of the auditor's office and the treasurer's office, because we do especially have a new auditor.
But just super briefly, I mean, investigations on Beacon Hill, not a new thing. We've had three consecutive speakers who have had the law look down their throats. So, you know, is it really going to knock folks off their stride?
The other scandals were more individuals misbehaving. This was the culture, the institution misbehaving, and that's deeper.
Well, Craig Sandler, the Debbie Downer but reality check on Beacon Hill. He's the owner and publisher of Statehouse News Service. Thanks so much for being here.
2012 is going to be better. I'll go out on that note.
Well, before we wrap up today, my guess is that some of you are wondering, who is this woman on Radio Boston today? And others of you may be wondering, Meghna, where the heck have you been? Well, I gotta give you an answer to that. I have been on maternity leave for the past 4 months. It has been both sleepless and spectacular. And I'm incredibly grateful to recently retired WBUR General Manager Paul LaCamera, our Program Director Sam Fleming, the entire Radio Boston staff, and to Sasha Pfeiffer for filling in as host and making it possible for me to spend such precious time with my little one. And while there were some watery eyes and a quivering chin, mine, I have to say, not hers, this morning, it is also great to be back here with you, our radio family. So, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and it is 2011. There is so much to talk about, debate, and discover in this region of ours. So join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.